I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Four Charleston area mental health professionals recently traveled to Puerto Rico for a third time in the past year to provide assistance to school staff and children in the aftermath and devastation of Hurricane Maria. To talk about helping the children of Puerto Rico recover from trauma is Dr. Rosara Arango Aguayo. She's an assistant professor and also bilingual licensed clinical psychologist at the National Crime Victims Research and Treatment Center at MUSC. Dr. Arango Aguayo, tell us about your latest trip to Puerto Rico and the focus of your work there.
So we were recently in Puerto Rico the week of October 21st, and our focus on that trip was specifically to train clinical psychologists and school psychologists within the Puerto Rico Department of Education to do trauma-focused cognitive behavioral therapy, which is the evidence-based treatment to treat trauma in kids.
And where did you go on this particular trip?
Yeah, so in this particular trip, we were located in the San Juan area, and we had 20 psychologists that come from all over the island and represent seven different regions in the Puerto Rico Department of Education.
And the idea really is to use your expertise of the four area mental health professionals here and pass that information along as far as what works best when kids are traumatized.
Absolutely. So here at MUSC, the National Crime Victims Research and Treatment Center, we are the experts in trauma treatment in the nation. And so we're really hoping to transfer this knowledge in a culturally, linguistically appropriate way with the appropriate support that we know clinicians need to implement an evidence-based treatment.
And I know that your team has been to Puerto Rico two other times doing similar work. What was the focus on those trips?
The day that Hurricane Maria hit Puerto Rico on September 20th, 2017, our team actually met to come up with a plan to help the island. The initial goal was to bring relief supplies and to see how we could be useful. This turned into the Puerto Rico Psychological Relief Program, and it's funded by SAMHSA, the NCTSN grant. And our focus on that first trip was to provide what's called psychological first aid workshops. We met with over 552 Department of Education staff, teachers, principals, social workers, listen to their needs, provide them with some basic coping skills and information about trauma, and connected them with services on the island.
And what's the situation like now for the children and their families in the hard-hit areas of Puerto Rico?
So fast forward 1 year, almost 14 months after Maria, and we're still hearing reports of children who have lost their homes and still do not have their homes rebuilt, living with relatives, children reporting that mom or dad have left to the mainland U.S. to find jobs, so family separations, and then also children who are evidencing trauma symptoms, depression, anxiety, that now the psychologists we recently trained are identifying and starting to treat.
So your program is going to continue in the future?
Absolutely. We're committed to helping Puerto Rico. That's my home country, and there's a lot of interest from the Puerto Rico Department of Education to continue working with us.
Dr. Arango Aguayo, thanks for providing this update about helping school staff and children in Puerto Rico in the aftermath of Hurricane Maria.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.